And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 17th of January, 2013. The 18th Amendment prohibition took effect on this date in 1920, which made it illegal to make, to sell, or to transport beer, wine, or other intoxicating liquors. The 18th Amendment, which in due course was reversed by the 21st Amendment, the first and only time a constitutional amendment has been repealed. It's the birthday of Benjamin Franklin, born Boston, 1706, printer, scientist, inventor, writer, founding father, and the founder of America's first lending library, who wrote in his autobiography of 1794 that writing well became of great use to me in the course of my life and was a principal means of my advancement. It's the birthday of the youngest of the Bronte sisters, Anne Bronte, born in Thornton, Yorkshire, 1820. She was a shy young woman, especially close to her sister, Emily. They made up stories together. When she was 19, she took a job as a governess and 6 years later returned home and began writing. Her first novel, Agnes Grey, sold pretty well in 1847, and her second, The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, 1848, was a big hit. Within the next year, three of the four Bronte siblings, Emily, Anne, and their brother Branwell, died of tuberculosis. Anne was the last of the three to die, and as she died, she whispered to her sister Charlotte, "Take courage." It's the birthday of the poet William Stafford, born Hutchinson, Kansas, 1914, author of many books of poems, a conscientious objector during the Second World War. He was interned as a pacifist in civilian public service camps, Arkansas, California, fighting fires, building roads. He wrote about it in his memoir, Down in My Heart. And it's the birthday of Michelle Obama, born Michelle Robinson in Chicago, 1964, grew up on the south side of Chicago. Her father worked for the city water plant. She skipped the second grade, went to the first magnet high school in Chicago, ranked second in her graduating class, went off to Princeton, then to law school at Harvard, and met Barack Obama at the law firm in Chicago, where they both worked. Here's a poem for today by Norman McCaig, entitled Praise of a Collie. She was a small dog, neat and fluid. Even her conversation was tiny. She greeted you with bow, never bow-wow. Her sons stood monumentally over her, but did what she told them. Each grew grizzled till it seemed he was his own mother's grandfather. Once, gathering sheep on a showery day, I remarked how dry she was. Polakan said, "I would take a very accurate drop to hit Lassie." And her tact and tactics, when the sheep bolted in an unforeseen direction, over the skyline came who but Lassie, and not even panting. She sailed in the dinghy like a proper sea dog. Where's a burn? She's first on the other side. She flowed through fences like a piece of black wind. But suddenly she was old and sick and crippled. I grieved for Polakin when he took her for a stroll and put his gun to the back of her head. Praise of a Collie by Norman McCaig from his collected poems, published by Chatto and Windus and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.